97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Monday, May 6th. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark. Scott J. Gow is here with me.
Good morning.
We are filling in this week, or at least Scott, you'll be with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
Ryan Recker will be here Thursday, Friday. Mark Cox himself is back on Monday. He's in Italy having a great vacation. He was actually texting us this morning with some pictures of him and his wife, and it's just beautiful, as you can imagine. So hopefully he's enjoying his vacation. He'll be back, like I said, on Monday. I just want to publicly say that I was wrong about this cicada Geddon thing they've been talking about. I was in denial about it. I'm like, you know, they say this every year that all these cicadas are coming and it never really happens. Despite all the articles I read, I'm like, whatever. So then I start seeing my friends in Tennessee, Nashville, where I used to live. They're posting pictures of their yards. Oh, it's disgusting. They're everywhere. And now apparently they're being spotted in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, they've emerged, particularly in Kirkwood, I hear. I was hosting the gardening show on KMOX over the weekend.
Really?
Yes. I'm not the expert.
I love that host for you.
I'm just the host guy, you know. But I do have experts who talk about this. And one of them was saying that, yeah, this is going to be messy. And in fact, there's some sort of disease that they have this time. So
nice. What does that mean for us?
Well, it means that they are, what happens is, according to the word he uses, they get overly randy.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. I don't want to go into the details because I couldn't tell you anyway, but he was making jokes about, you know, don't eat the cicadas.
Who eats cicadas?
Some people do it. They put chocolate on them for whatever reason. But he said, no, seriously, don't eat them because
you'll get sick.
Not that most people would think about eating them, but I'm just saying they could, you know, but if the other animals eat them, so that could be an issue. And then somehow it transmits to humans. I don't know if that's possible. He said he thought it might be, but it's something to
Is this going to be the reason Joe Biden gives for why he can't debate Trump? The cicadas, I ate some food that clearly was contaminated with cicadas.
Maybe.
Can't debate. Apparently the ground temperature has to be like, I don't know, 64 degrees or something like that for them to come out. And it's like 61 or 62. It clearly must be warmer in some places. You're saying Kirkwood, they've already started emerging. Hide your kid, hide your wife. Who said that? Remember that one video that went viral? Hide your kids, hide your wife. They're coming. So I've clearly been in denial. I was wrong, and I am not prepared for this. Supposedly, they're going to be here for like 6 weeks, and they're going to be very, very loud and leaving all their nasty shells everywhere.
Well, it's because of the two specific broods that are coming out for the first time at the same time since 1803. You know, previous versions of the cicadas coming out, it's just been one brood and not as many. But this is a 200-year event.
Lovely. Can't wait for this. So. All right. Next few days, they're saying they could be out. At the bottom of this hour, we have Hans von Spakovsky. Actually, that's coming up next with the Heritage Foundation. I want to ask him about these gag order violations with Trump, what that means moving forward. We have Nicole Murray at the bottom of the hour with a check of business and other news with Ethan. But right now, let's get to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Sure. I want to make sure that we are pushing policies that help women. So I want to be the most pro-woman, pro-mother, pro-baby, and pro-family senator in the United States.
Here's the thing, Carrie Lake. I felt that you could be that before you came out and said that you felt like a near total abortion ban in Arizona was too strict and that it needed to be reversed. I'm sorry. I feel like I really like her. I feel like she's kind of all over the place right now.
I have to do what no man can do. I have to say it. I said, I'm in menopause! Okay?
I need you to all know that actress Halle Berry is in menopause. I know you were really wondering. She is. And now she's on Capitol Hill calling for $275 million to be put toward research and education around, you guessed it, menopause.
It's important to stand strong in our beliefs and to be a representation of what we hope to see for Jewish students and for students who believe in our flag and democracy across the country.
Frat brothers to the rescue. Those were some of the fraternity brothers at UNC who went and, you know, put the American flag back up. It's that picture that's been shared all over the internet. I love it. Well, now these frat guys from universities across the country, they're the ones who are going out there and they're counter-protesting these anti-Semitic people who want to destroy all of Israel and the Jewish people.
She's not only the only person receiving this medal. She is a It's not the reason she's getting it, but just because she's from Delaware, although I keep looking at her.
She's, there we go again, Joe Biden trying to say words, but words are hard all the time for Joe Biden. That was the Medal of Freedom award ceremony, and Nancy Pelosi, that, by the way, is who he was attempting to describe there, but as you can tell, was not really able to form the correct words. He's saying that among the things that he wanted to award her for were her role in January 6th for trying to protect democracy. Do I need to remind you that Donald Trump had come out and he had recommended 10,000 National Guard troops go there to the Capitol on January 6th. Nancy Pelosi is the one who said no. I'm sorry. Does that deserve applause? Does that deserve a Medal of Freedom award? Not quite sure I would agree with that, but Pelosi was one of 19 people who received this Presidential Medal of Freedom, including, and you'll probably remember who I'm talking about here, Katie Ledecky. Remember her?
The swimmer?
Yeah, the Olympic swimmer. So she was there, and she would deserve this. I mean, she was fantastic. I don't even know how many awards she's won, but it's a lot. She's amazing. And listen to clip number two when he's trying to describe Katie Ledecky.
I first met Katie Ledecky in 2012. I thought, my God, what an athlete. She won her first Olympic gold at age 15. And though through hard work and humility, she's won 10 Olympic medals. 10. 21 world championship titles. Became the greatest female swimmer of all time. She continues to compete this summer at the Paralympics at age 27, which some say is old for swimming. I see.
You know, that may have been news to Katie, who was standing right there, that she was competing in the Paralympics. I don't think that even she realized that she was going to be a competitor. Yes. And it's so funny because I heard one of these news outlets, I don't remember which city it was from, but they were reporting on that and they played that clip. And the anchors just come back and there's like no acknowledgement of the fact that instead of saying the Olympics, he said the Paralympics.
Wow.
Does he know what that is or no? Clearly not. Or again, he's just fumbling over his words.
Yeah, he just can't get the words out.
But, I mean, there were multiple people he was trying to describe when he was awarding these Medals of Freedom, and he just stumbles over them. This is why so many of these polls are saying that people, one of the reasons, that people are just losing confidence in him. The guy's 81. He's going to be almost 90. I mean, by the time he would be, you know, reelected and everything, that is, whew. And I know some 90-year-olds who are very with it, but he is not one of them. He is on planet Mars or somewhere else. He is not here, folks. All right. After the break, we're talking with Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. Like I said, I want to talk to him about these gag order violations. Trump slapped with $9,000 last week. And of course, they're already threatening more. What does that mean moving forward when he's trying to campaign during all of this? We're back with him after the break.
So I'm not allowed to comment on any of that. As you know, I'm under a gag order, which is very unprecedented, but I will say this, that the government, DOJ, et cetera, and in particular lately this office of DA, which is letting crime, violent crime, run rampant all over our city, what they've done to people in my company, they've been after us for years. You take a look at what's happened for years, the Democrats, the radical left, they've been after us for years and they've destroyed people's lives.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us now. Hans, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. I take it Mark is off still drinking Chianti, right? And
yes.
Eating truffles in Italy.
He sent us some pictures this morning. I mean, it obviously is beautiful, all the views he's sending us. But yeah, so he had last week off, this week off, and he's back on Monday. And I'm assuming with, lots of great stories about his trip over there to Italy.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And here we are dealing with the politics and the crime and everything else going on in the country right now.
Oh, my gosh. There's no shortage of news. And between the anti-Israel protests and then Trump in court, I'm curious to get your take on what's going on with this whole gag order violation thing. Because Trump, you know, is slapped with $9,000 fine for all these gag order violations. And here he is trying to campaign for president. So I'm just curious, like, where is the line here as far as, like, First Amendment rights being able to speak about something and then how that ties into this gag order in place?
Oh, I think this Judge Merchan, long ago crossed over the First Amendment line. What he did last week, fining Donald Trump for things like republishing other articles. You know, it wasn't Donald Trump himself in many instances criticizing people like Michael Cohen, who's out there in public actually making money, saying nasty things about Donald Trump. But here Donald Trump reacting to that is quoting other commentators, other columnists, and what they're saying about this case. And yet for that, he gets fined. Like I said, this judge shouldn't even be on the case. He has shown his bias from the very start. And I think this was just a blatant First Amendment violation.
I know the judge had threatened jail time if Trump continued saying things, posting things on social media that would supposedly violate this gag order. I mean, do you think he's being serious, or do you think that's essentially him just flexing?
Oh, I think this judge, through his bias, I think he would like any reason he could, actually, to put Donald Trump in jail. I mean, look at the way he has done something I've never seen happen with a criminal defendant. This judge said that Donald Trump, he said he had to be in court every day. You know, that's a violation of a defendant's rights. A defendant, look, if he doesn't, he should be in a courtroom probably to see a criminal case going down, but he doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he would order him to do that, just another sign that this judge is trying to interfere directly with Donald Trump's ability to campaign in the 2024 presidential election.
Yeah, I thought you could waive your right to be there, and really all that would do is potentially hurt you. Just like I thought that the things Trump was sharing on Truth Social, for example, if it was discovered that he was saying that, wouldn't that just essentially hurt him potentially? Like, I didn't understand why that would then be warranted as a violation.
Well, it's not. And that's the thing, because, again, a defendant has a right to criticize witnesses, to criticize a prosecutor, to criticize a judge. Yeah, he can't threaten them. He can't urge people to go out and kill them or something like that. That crosses the line. But Donald Trump isn't doing anything like that. With Michael Cohen, for example, he's simply reacting. I mean, one of the things he got cited for by the prosecution was calling Michael Cohen a serial perjurer. Well, Michael Cohen is a convicted perjurer. So how in the world can that be something wrong for a defendant to say when he's literally citing the truth? And that again tells you what kind of bias and partisanship is going on in this case.
Yeah. I also wanted to get your thoughts on the anti-Israel protests, because you have people saying from the river to the sea, and you have all kinds of rhetoric that's just, to me, inciting violence to destroy Israel and wipe out all the Jewish people. So, I mean, where do you draw the line there, too, on First Amendment rights? Because obviously I very much support that.
Yeah, but these individuals aren't exercising their First Amendment rights. They're criminally trespassing.
Right.
They're urging genocide.
Yes.
The easiest way to understand this is, if the Ku Klux Klan was invading Columbia University, breaking windows, taking over a building, and urging that Black Americans be shipped back to Africa, and otherwise we should commit genocide to them from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, you know, taking that phrase, is there anyone out there who would think that they're engaging in First Amendment activities? No. And in fact, you and I both know.
Right.
All those university administrators have immediately called in the police to stop that.
100%. I don't know why it's different now all of a sudden, but again, you just do the flip test and you see the ridiculousness of what is going on right now. Hans von Spakovsky, thank you as always for your time. We will talk to you next Monday.
Great. See you. Take care.
See you then. Yeah, he's right. You just replace Jewish people with any other group, black people, gay, anyone, and you just see the hypocrisy. You can't say from the river to the sea, that's violence. That's wanting to wipe out all the Jewish people. No, not protected. All right, when we come back, Nicole Murray with a check of business. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark. This morning, he's back on Monday. I do want to mention, and you may have heard Scott mentioning this in news at the top of the hour, how they did collect, unfortunately, enough signatures, it looks like, to get abortion on the ballot in November. Now, those do still need to be verified, those signatures, by the Secretary of State's office. But assuming that's a thing, this will be on the ballot. And I do want to mention that the Missouri Senate is likely going to vote on IP reform, which would make it harder to amend the state constitution. Essentially, what that would do is instead of just getting majority vote statewide, it would also require that they get majority vote from at least five of the state's eight congressional districts. We're going to be keeping a close eye on how that what happens with all of that this week. But I just wanted to make sure I kept you guys updated here. All right, let's get a check of business with Nicole. Nicole, during the commercial break, we were talking about these zombie cicadas because we've already started seeing them here in Missouri. Are you guys seeing any there?
I haven't seen any quite yet, but what is the deal with this whole zombie? Because I've seen it, like I've heard whispers, but I don't know much about the zombie aspect of this.
It's actually an STD that makes their private parts fall off.
Well, and that escalated quickly.
Yeah. I'm just giving the facts here.
Keep at it.
How do you top that, Nicole? All right. How's business looking out there, Nicole?
How do we jump into this now? But okay, I'm going to give it a shot. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 450, the NASDAQ up 315, and the S&P 500 up 63. St. Louis staple Donut Drive-In is opening a sister location in Brentwood this month. The second location will be an order-ahead drive-through service, so it will not be a retail spot as they don't want to take away from the original Donut Drive-In. The bakers are hoping to be more experimental in this second location. Most will be made to order as the booth is too small to house baking equipment. Donut Drive-Up will also serve coffee, espresso drinks, and soft-serve ice cream. Midtown's Target is set to open this summer. The store is located within a $60 million mixed-use development that includes nearly 200 luxury apartments. It really brings welcomed relief to an area that is quickly developing but lacks major retailers. The new Midtown store is about 70,000 square feet, making it one of Target's small-format stores, an effort that ramped up to bring the retailer into urban neighborhoods and near college campuses. After years of delays, Boeing's Starliner capsule is set to launch astronauts to the International Space Station tonight. It is the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule that will have crew on board, and it includes a pair of NASA pilots that will check the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. And more on the plane maker. Boeing has locked out its unionized firefighters in Washington after the firefighters union failed to come to an agreement with the company after 2.5 months of negotiations, primarily over pay. The firefighters union said Boeing's lockdown is intended to punish, intimidate, and coerce its firefighters into accepting a contract that undervalues their work. This is the first time in over four decades that a group of firefighters have been on a lockout in the U.S. More than 30,000 Igloo-branded water bottles have been recalled due to a potential choking hazard because the silicone covers can detach while being used. They were sold between April of 2023 to March of 2024 and were available both online at igloocoolers.com and at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Rural King retailers. And finally, what is the perfect length of a movie? Talker Research conducted a poll, and the sweet spot is just 92 minutes because the average person wants to spend less time at the movie theater going forward. Only 2% said they want movies to be longer than 2.5 hours. Kim.
Anything over 2.5 hours is ridiculous. I'm just not going to want to sit through a movie that long, whether I'm at the movie theater or home in my sweatpants with my own food that's not $10 for a box of popcorn. I just don't care enough about a movie to watch it for that long.
Honestly, I'm all for that 92 minutes sweet spot. Like after that point, I start getting restless. I turn to my mom and I'll be like, what are you doing? Like I get so I can't. It's just too much to be able to sit still for that long.
What was that movie that Mark couldn't stand that was like 3 hours long?
Oh, The Killing of the Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
He feels very strongly about that movie because A, he thinks it's stupid, and B, it was like 3 hours long.
That was a Scorsese, right? Yeah. He doesn't know how to edit.
I agree, Nicole.
I like split it in two. I don't know what the solution is, but I can't.
That's not a bad idea. Split it in two. All right, Nicole, thank you so much. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
So I found this story that I wanted to talk about relating to potential renovations that need to be done at Busch Stadium. So Bill DeWitt is supposedly saying the stadium is nearing its 20th birthday and could soon need hundreds of millions of dollars in upgrades. New seating, all sorts of new things, like the clubhouses there that obviously are a big revenue generator for them. They're saying that those could need upgrades, substantial upgrades, and that they're considering asking the taxpayers to help get it done. And I just have to wonder how that's going to go over, because we saw what happened in Kansas City where the taxpayers were like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he said it's premature to say that the Cardinals will ask for public funding.
Yeah, he's like, it looks like it's something that they could consider, but nothing is set in stone yet.
Right. And what I would say to Bill DeWitt is that if you are going to do that, the Cardinals better start winning.
Oh, that's actually a great point.
I'm serious, though, because if they're going to have a franchise that is just competitive every year, maybe getting a wild card spot, that's not going to fly in this town. And I feel like that's kind of what they've been doing lately. And so winning changes everything.
I mean, I would agree with that. I think that it's been really sad just watching what has happened so far this season and especially last season. And I think we were all trying to be hopeful that things would turn around. And so far, it's just not been great. In fact, I want to talk to Tom Ackerman about that later on today. He'll be with us at 8:35. I think people are feeling just frustrated. And then now, yeah, you have them talking about these upgrades. And he's like, it's not an option. Like, we absolutely, if this stadium is going to last here in the city of St. Louis, we have to do these upgrades. I'm just curious, like, if in fact it went to taxpayers, what would happen? Would it have the same outcome that they had in Kansas City? Or do you think that St. Louis is just so loyal to the Cardinals and they know that's a huge part of living in this area and that's a main driver of what brings people downtown?
They might be.
Would they be willing to fork it over?
But I asked that other cities have dealt with this, and is Busch Stadium's not that old. You said it's a couple of decades old.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty nice to me inside and out.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand. I don't know what the timeline they're talking about here. Is this a decade away, 20 years away, or are we talking just a couple years? Because that would make a difference, I think.
Here's what it says, and I think I saw this in the Post-Dispatch. It said 45,000 seats are nearing the end of their expected lifespans. Some of the all-inclusive clubs, which I mentioned have been a big revenue driver for them, they need to be upgraded. The clubhouse may need an upgrade to keep the players comfortable and keep pace with advances in technology, helping the players train and recover from games and injuries. There's also a huge aging system, like the electrical system and the chillers that power the air conditioning, that need an upgrade, as well as the flooring. So they just named a bunch of things that they're saying, yeah, you know, at some point we are absolutely going to have to do this. And it'll be interesting to see how they go about doing that and any sort of involvement from the city and the county. The city should back this, in my opinion. I don't know what that would look like, but they have to know that that is seriously, at this point, one of the only reasons people who don't live in the city are willing to come downtown. It's either a Battlehawks game now, a city game, or the Cardinals. And the Battle Hawks, they came, then they left, then they're back. So who's to say that they're really going to be a thing for a long time? I mean, I hope they are.
Yeah.
And I think City will be, because City has been wildly popular. Still haven't gone to one of those games, but I'm hoping to. But Cardinals, I mean, this is going to be interesting to see what happens and if they decide to go the route of saying, taxpayers, we're going to need your help.
I'm always a fan of private funding first.
Yeah.
Then ask the taxpayers if that doesn't work.
Yes. And Lisa, Mama K on Facebook is saying, what about the Blues? I am so sorry. I completely forgot about the Blues.
I was just going to mention that.
I don't know. I drive by the Enterprise Center every single morning, and I don't know how I forgot about the Blues. They're absolutely a big reason why people are willing to come downtown, and we love the Blues. All right. When we come back, it's in other news with Ethan.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like actor Bernard Hill, he was known mostly for Titanic and Lord of the Rings, has passed away at the age of 79. Hill's death was confirmed Sunday by the BBC, and no cause of the death was provided. You might remember him. He, like I said, was Captain Edward Smith in James Cameron's 1997 blockbuster Titanic. He also played King Theoden in 2002's The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and also the 2003's Lord of the Rings, Return of the Kings.
I remember him, and he just looks like a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, he totally is.
Yeah, I see that. I liked him in Titanic. Yeah. I've not, to no one's surprise, seen Lord of the Rings, or maybe I've watched like 15 minutes of it, and it bored me.
It's a lot.
Why do we even?
Aren't those movies like 3 hours long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were good. They were worth it.
Debatable.
Better in Titanic. Anyway, Madonna has set a new record for having the largest audience, 1.6 million people, for a standalone concert by any artist in history, Live Nation announced. The show took place Saturday at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and broke a 1.5 million attendee record set at the venue by the Rolling Stones in 2006. Many had been there for hours and some even for days to get a good spot, while the rich fans anchored a dozen boats near the beach and onlookers crowded beachfront apartments. It says Madonna came out at about 10:45 and played a two-hour set.
And when was it supposed to start?
They didn't say when it was supposed to start. I'm guessing 10:45.
I bet like 8.
Yeah, I would have been in bed. I wouldn't have known.
I'm surprised people are still showing up for her concerts, considering the way that she's been acting.
It was free.
It was free. Yep.
Free, mm-hmm. There you go.
And that beach is huge. I've been there, and it is almost a mile and a half long.
Can you imagine if like Taylor Swift offered a free concert? Yeah, how many people would go to that thing? Oh my gosh.
Probably like 7.
Blow that out of the water.
She's making money. She doesn't need to do free shows. Right?
She should run for president.
People would people would sadly vote for her. They wouldn't care about her politics. They're like, Taylor, I love you. Taylor for president.
Anywho.
Thanks, Scott.
Yes.
Now the idea's out there. The owner of 8 major newspapers and cities across the U.S. is suing the makers of ChatGPT and Microsoft for copyright infringement. The lawsuit claims that OpenAI and Microsoft have used millions of copyrighted articles to train their AI chatbots, quote, stealing our work to build their own business at our expense.
Yeah. Knew something like that was going to happen.
This is, like, didn't they do this already, I thought? There was another lawsuit that we were talking about before about that.
I can't keep them straight.
Yeah, but I don't think anything really came of it, so we'll see.
Someone was asking on social media the other day in one of the neighborhood groups, they're like, how do I get a resume? Who can help me? I'll pay them to help me build my resume. They're like, just put it into AI. AI will build your resume. Like, that's the answer now. Like, AI will do it. Can't they take, like, professional picture, like, make a professional picture of you now if you don't have one?
I don't know about that.
I thought I saw that somewhere.
That's interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
I have heard of people doing the resume thing, though, because it'll go in and look at the keywords at the what the job is offered.
To
and
customize
it. And it will put
it.
Them in your resume.
For
so,
that
yeah.
job.
Right,
yep.
exactly.
Smart, I guess.
An Idaho man was arrested on alcohol-related charges last week after officials says he allegedly kicked a bison in Yellowstone National Park. He's since been arrested and charged with being under the influence of alcohol to a degree
you think?
That may endanger oneself. Disorderly conduct is to create or maintain a hazardous condition approaching wildlife and disturbing wildlife. A woman who was with the man also found herself in some trouble. Officials shared that she had been charged with driving under the influence, failing to yield, and disturbing wildlife.
Was it just alcohol in his system? Because how drunk do you have to be to kick a bison?
I know some people would do it. Just saying.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Hey, Scott, go kick that bison.
I'll take dumb things to do for 500, please.
One quick one. According to a recent analysis, the Golden Arches is still America's favorite place to eat fast food under. Pricelisto, it's a site that offers updated information about restaurant menu prices shared that with Eat This, Not That to determine the popularity of 250 chain restaurants. McDonald's came out number one. Domino's, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut rounded out the top 5.
Where were the Golden M's? Do you remember that from Coming to America?
No.
No, it's not an M. It's a W, wasn't it?
Where are the cricket sound effects, Carl?
Oh, it was the Golden M's. I think that's right.
Look that up in the commercial break.
I will.
Ethan, thank you. We're back after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.